And with the very latest on the inquiry into the World Health Organization's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, here's Y reporter Aidan Moller.
And the resolution is therefore adopted.
The World Health Assembly has formally approved an independent investigation into the coronavirus pandemic. Australia has played an important role in the negotiations with a number of other countries, which ensured that the investigation into COVID-19 be conducted independent of any governing authority. The United States and the United Kingdom joined the resolution last week after Australia pushed hard to gain their support. During the 73rd Assembly, the decision was made to support an independent investigation, meaning that the inquiry would be completely autonomous and separate from the World Health Organization. It aims to see just how the virus came about, how it was transmitted to humans, as well as looking into how the World Health Organization coordinated the international health response. The World Health Assembly is the decision-making body of the WHO, whose efforts in containing and providing accurate and transparent information on new developments with COVID-19 have repeatedly been brought to question. The meeting, which took place Monday Central European summertime, was intended to chart a way forwards in the global effort to combat the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, it became a spectacle showcasing the ongoing tensions between China and the US. President Xi Jinping of China announced early in the forum their future efforts to combat the virus, including a $2 billion donation that would help provide doctors and medical supplies to developing countries around the world. Via video conference, President Xi spoke on their past successes in controlling the virus and how the nation has done everything in their power to support and assist other countries in need. Late Monday, in a coruscating letter, President Trump responded to President Xi Jinping, accusing the WHO of an alarming dependence on China. The president took to Twitter to repeat a passage from the letter in which the president said, "It is clear the repeated missteps by you and your organization in responding to the pandemic have been extremely costly for the world." The United States presently has over 1.2 million active cases. Many health experts estimate this number could have been much lower if appropriate action was taken as little as 2 weeks earlier. China, which currently has less than 5,000 active cases, has been at the center of criticisms with how the initial outbreaks were reported. After calling for an independent inquiry into coronavirus, Scott Morrison came under fire from China, putting Australia in the middle of the tense US-China relations. Again. Despite this backlash, the motion that was initially put forward by the European Union has been changed to include that the review should be impartial, independent, and comprehensive.